So with the Olympics done and dusted, I'm here to pull everything together in the following summary. Bonkers. The whole Olympics is fucking bonkers. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are the good ones. There are the good ones. The good events, the Olympics, is there to bring us, isn't it? The strongest, the fastest, the bravest. They are the good events, right? The good ones. And then there are the more random events. I mean, let's let, for example, diving fly under the radar for a second, although that's pretty random in itself. But that's some serious pressure right there, isn't it? 4 years of hard work, hours of training every day, and it all comes down to approximately 1 second of effort. Imagine if your whole job came down to 1 second. Incredible pressure. For, if you think about it, an absolutely bonkers event. But there are more bonkers events. In a world where seemingly anything can be an Olympic event now, triathlon really? Really? Triathlon really? Run a bit, bike a bit, swim a bit, hand over to the next person, swim a bit, bike a bit, run a bit, hand over to the next person, swim a bit. You're just making it up now. Hop a bit, skip a bit, pogo a bit. Stop making up events. Skateboarding and BMX? No. Let's not encourage the kids too much to think that wasting their time in skateboarding parks is going to lead to any tangible benefit. It's not. You may as well encourage them to do stand-up fucking comedy. Yeah, that won't be a complete and utter waste of time, trying to navigate concrete barriers to impress faceless judges. However, nothing screams batshit in the Olympics more than dressage. So the day started normally for me. Like any other day, waking up in a pile of my own red rose petals. I always sleep on red rose petals, I do. And I removed my silicone ear defenders from my ears that try to keep me asleep in vain as I live virtually on the platform of a major London train station. Why is this house so cheap? Oh, should have looked out the window. And I turn on the radio. And there's dressage. Now, if you don't know what dressage is, in short, it's dancing horses, isn't it? I'm not shitting you. It's dancing horses. It's horse ballet. Or as I call it, horse cruelty. I mean, yes, it's less cruel than killing them over horse racing fences, but at least they are aiming then to be the quickest, the strongest, the bravest. Here, they are aiming to hop from leg to leg and do canter pirouette like some kind of Disney princess who has suffered a terrible curse. Mental. And yes, you heard right. This is on the radio. Some poor fucker is trying to describe horse ballet on the radio and try and pretend it's a proper Olympic event alongside the 100 metres. But even the 100 metres, even the 100 metres is made up, isn't it? It's just an arbitrary figure. Who's the quickest over 100 metres? Why 100 metres? Just because it's a round number? Why not who's the quickest over 1 metre then? I think I'd have a chance of that. Horse ballet? Why horses? Why not dog ballet? You know, dogs can dance. Look at, you know, America's Got Talent, Britain's Got Talent. The dogs are more talented. The dogs often win. Dog ballet. turtle ballet. Before too long, mark my words, we will have dancing turtles, my friends, in the Olympics. You think that's crazy? We've got dancing horses. We've got dancing horses. We will have dancing turtles before too long. If we don't make a decision right now and stick with the good ones. Yeah, the good ones. Just stick with the good ones. And the good ones are the high jump. Obviously, that's brilliant. They get the crowd clapping for no reason before they do it. A slow clap. And then the triple jump. Obviously, that's brilliant. Hop, skip and a jump. You're making it up. Hop, skip, cartwheel, forward roll, jump, hand. Stop making shit up. So just a high jump, actually. The 100 metres. All right, I'll allow that in. What else? Obviously, the pommel horse. Because Great Britain are good at that. What's the pommel horse? You don't know. It's spinning around on a horse. What, like dressage? No. The horse isn't alive. What? It's spinning around on a dead horse. No, the horse isn't dead. What, it's spinning around on a nearly dead horse? Is it flogging a dead horse, Nathan? Is that what it is, Nathan? Flogging a dead horse? Yes. Pretty much, it is flogging a dead horse, the Olympics. And I think you'll agree, I'd be a gold medalist at that little fucker. Lots of love to you all.